Something in the air. Just
goodbye.
Got...
Yeah, we got canceled. Have fun with the phone, DJ Joe Yum. Good afternoon. This is Jill Young with Bean Tunes Radio, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome back to my show. It is Sunday afternoon. So excited to be back. Today is my good friend Bridget's birthday. So if you're out there, wish Bridget a happy 20th birthday. I know she is a baby. She's only 20. But we just had this lovely brunch in Seaport, which is like such a fake place. It's crazy. Seaport is like if you... Well, basically, it was all built in the last 5 to 10 years. So I hate it. But the brunch place was really good, and we had a great time. It's just a fake place. It's like that city outside of D.C. that's just made for conferences. I forget what it's called, but that's such a weird thing. And I hate those types of places. But brunch was really good, so I guess I don't really hate them. I don't know. Feeling conflicted. Anyway, today... my show is a lot of songs that like have similar, sound vibe. I can't really describe what I'm going for, but I think the longer that you listen, the more you'll get the theme. So that one was from Wise Blood, her new album that just dropped on Friday. It's called Twin Flame. I really like that one. I was talking to some of my friends who are also Wise Blood fans, and they were saying that this album doesn't really have, like, a banger of a song like the last album. But I very strongly disagree. I think this is a great album. It's really good for my walks. I just walked to the station in this freezing cold weather to this album. So I am a huge supporter of this album. It's called And in the Darkness, Hearts Aglow. Next up, I'm going to play one from Kat LeBon called Home to You, off of the album Reward, released in 2019. Similar vibe, just wait. Yeah, I don't know. I can only describe the theme today as like songs that have funny like beeps and boops. So you'll see. You shall see.
Thank you. chained to a common bond. Prophets born in silence, slain to a different song.
Hello, I'm back. That was Degrees of Freedom's August is an Angel. I found that song over the summer. I think kind of the vibe that I was going for with those is actually the exact vibe that I was going for is the soundtrack to this sitcom that I was obsessed with this summer. It was called Lovesick, and I like continue to only really listen to music that sounds like it's from that soundtrack, and they have like the actual soundtrack. It's great. A lot of it is sort of like that, like 2010s type alternative dancey type music, which is so good, so good. And it's great for, you know, making your life seem like a sitcom, which sometimes is necessary. So next up is a song called Hardly Ever Smile Without You, and it's by an artist called Poison Girlfriend. I actually found this song today, and it's from it's from a Spotify pre-generated mix. And I think I talked about this last week, but I've been really obsessed with these Spotify mixes because they are so random, and they also like come up with genres that don't exist. So this one is from the 90s hyperpop mix, which like I sort of like, we can all kind of guess what they're going for with that. I just want to know who is making them, and who, how they figure that out. Like how, I don't know. There is a professor at this school that studies the Spotify algorithm, so maybe I'll go ahead and ask him. But for now, I'm just gonna have to figure it out on my own. And I, like, there are so many of these mixes. There's, like, a whole section of mixes that are, like, crying mix. Except there are different types of crying, too. So you could have, like, angry crying, sad crying, lonely crying. And, like, these all, go ahead and look at your Spotify. You will find a mix for, like, every type of emotion that you could possibly have. Which is awesome and a little bit scary. So I will leave you with that before you listen to this song called Hardly Ever Smile Without You by someone called Poison Girlfriend. So I hope you enjoy this. What's impressive about this song is that it was released in 1992. It very much does not sound like that, which I guess is why it ended up on the hyperpop 90s mix. So enjoy it. Thank you. Hello, I have a brief intermission to mention that I just got a call from a listener, and they requested a song. So next up, I'm going to be playing a song from someone called Will Adams. It's called Letter from a Landlady. I believe it's a folk song. So we're switching it up a little bit, but I'm excited about it. I love when people call in, so feel free to do that. The number is 855-915-9636. You can call in to talk about anything, really. I love to hear song suggestions, really anything. You can tell me about your day if you need to talk to someone about how your day is going. Also happy to hear it. So thank you to our listener, Stephen Kaufman, for calling in and recommending this song from Will Adams.
Dear William, that is all I could remember of your name. You remind me of my son who drowned in the Charles River. And you look a little like my husband Albert, who died on the stairs. We lived in this White House for 23 years. If I told you once, I told you 1,000 times, William. You can't get a cup of coffee in heaven. If I told you once, I told you 1,000 times, William. You can't get a cup of coffee in heaven. Once I told you 1,000 times, William, you can't get a cup of coffee in heaven. I paint Swedish designs on all my wooden chairs. I keep one in the kitchen by the stove and one in William's room upstairs. Then one day I fell down and I didn't get up. That was the day William took my place. If I told you once, I told you 1,000 times, William, you can't get a cup of coffee in heaven. If I told you once, I told you 1,000 times, William, you can't get a cup of coffee. You can knock on my door if it's late at night. I will always hear you, William. Sincerely, your new landlady, Mrs. A.V. If I told you once, I told you 1,000 times, William, you can't get a cup of coffee in heaven. If I told you once, I told you 1,000 times, William, you can't get a cup of coffee.
That was Letter from a Landlady by Will Adams. Thank you to our caller for suggesting that song. Love opening my horizons and listening to new music, so that was great. Anyway, we're going to keep this show on the road. I think that song is funny because I don't have a particularly good relationship with my landlady. Land people... tend to be pretty difficult around universities. I wish that my landlady would write me a nice letter. She wrote me a letter recently to let me know that I should pay her a little fee because I didn't pick up my trash cans from outside soon enough. I didn't know this about Somerville, but they're very authoritarian about your trash cans. So you must pick them up by a certain time on the day after trash day. And my house, none of us are from the area, so none of us knew that. And our trash cans were out like 2 hours after the set time. And we got a little picture in the mail of our trash cans sitting out on the sidewalk hours after they were supposed to be there. So, I got that little letter from my landlady, so relatable song for me. Anyway, it's about halfway through the show, so it's time to read a PSA. This one is one of my favorites because it's very important, and I think more people should be talking about it. Here we go. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety, a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. Thanks for listening to that. I always love that one. I save it for episodes that I need it. So I'm so glad that we could do that together. I'm really running out of time, and I have so many songs that I want to play. So this next one is from Antenna. It's called To Climb the Cliff. Thank you. That was Plantasia by Mort Garson. Before that, I played This Is My Beloved by Mort Garson. And before that, I played To Climb the Cliff by Antenna. I've been loving this guy, Mort Garson. It's just wacky and cute. There's an album called Mother Earth's Plantasia, and it's all songs for plants. The song that I played is just called Plantasia, but there's one that's like a concerto for a specific type of plant, and a philodendron, an apothos plant, a rhapsody in green, genius, just genius. I think they're from a long time ago, but this album seems to have been released in 2019, so I guess it was a reissue situation. Anyway, it's getting super late, and I'm also getting delirious because it's getting dark outside, and I always get stressed out. So I'm glad that I'm sitting in the studio, because otherwise I'm sitting in my house when it's getting dark and getting all stressed out. I have a paper due tomorrow, and I have not made nearly enough progress on it, but that's okay, because all-nighters exist. next up, I have one from Margot Gurion, who is a queen who I love, and it's called The 817 Northbound Success Merry-Go-Round. It's from the album 27 Demos. I've been loving her music. Again, very fall music, autumnal, sort of like akin to how I feel about Wise Blood. It's very, like, it's nurturing music for me. So I hope you enjoy it. I'll be back to and wrap up the show. I feel like I've gotten kind of too comfortable in the studio. I used to be a little bit more stressed out about timing and stuff, so maybe I should become more regimented about my scheduling of the show. Or not. You can always give me feedback in the chat, DJ chat. Anyway, this is Margot Gurion.
Good friends a long time ago. He had a heart and a mind. He was one of a kind, the kind of a man would be lucky to know. But then there came a change. As I recall it all happened fast. It was as his wife, he kissed his life goodbye. The last I saw of him, he walked along the road and he looked around as though he wanted to see one more blossoming tree.
Hello, people. I thought it'd be cute to end the show with sort of a soundtracky situation. I used to be really into soundtracks last semester. I was like listening to only soundtracks, which was an interesting phase for me. I guess I was feeling very movie. This next song, or the last song, sorry, was one from Mar Gregorian. This is from the Peter Thomas Sound Orchestra. They have several famous soundtracks for movies that I haven't watched. That's the other weird thing about the soundtrack obsession. I was listening to a ton of music from movies I had never watched and never intended to watch. So, I don't know what that says about me. Cinematic ending? Yeah. So, I'm gonna wrap up the show with one very short song. I'm just getting sad about not having a show next semester because I'll be abroad. So, savoring every last moment in the studio. Not that I won't be back senior year, but it's such a pleasure being here every Sunday, and I really appreciate you all listening again this week. So, yeah, it's we're approaching the very end of the show, so it's time for me to announce again that this is Jill Yum with Bean Tunes Radio, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Next up is a very short one called Albatross, as in the bird, from Corviria. We're just going to pretend that's right. Anyway, have a great Sunday, everyone. Thank you.
And right now, ladies and gentlemen, we bring you something new in modern music.